It's February 13th, 2013. It's my audio boo. It's Slandy here. And it's Wednesday, late afternoon, early evening. It's 10 to 5. Just left work a few minutes ago. Heading home. Not sure what I've got planned this evening. Probably more tech writing. Not the most productive day I've ever had. Just rather distracted by a few things. So, what was I going to talk about? Don't know what the February topic is for today. Neither for yesterday. I did the 10th and the 11th, which I still have to post. So it's been a bit crazy with my Februaries. I've been kind of behind. Hopefully I'll catch up in the next few days and be right back on track. What I did want to talk about is budgeting and finances. And in keeping with my earlier audio boos about, putting some order in my digital life, I'd like to talk about a little bit about putting order in my financial life. And obviously, I'm not going to go into any details, but I'm just going to talk to you about some of the tools that I'm using. One of the tools that I'm using is Evernote. Now, of course, I'm not putting any personal information in Evernote, just in case, my password were ever to slip into somebody's hands and they open up my Evernote. I mean, if they want to read about all my crazy projects, that's fine. There's not a lot of confidential information in there. I'm not going to put any kind of information that has to do with banking or passwords or anything like that. Or credit card numbers. What I am using it for is to track certain debt repayments that I'm planning and just sort of leave notes to myself about how I'm, my approach to my financial balancing act that I want to do in 2013. One of the things that I wanted to do back in 2012 was sort of put order back into my finances, and basically on a 1.5 by 11 sheet of paper put down all pertinent information about bank accounts and mortgage and just information in general that, God forbid, something should ever happen to me. My family could just pick up this piece of paper and have all the important information right at hand without having to hunt for it. That was one thing that I wanted to do. The other thing I want to do is also accelerate some of my debt repayment. Which is, last year, I've been using a system called Buddy, B-U-D-D-I. Now, Buddy is freeware, more like donationware. If you want to donate to them, you can. And what in the world? Sorry, some Jeep just drove by, and it's lit up like a Christmas tree. Weird. Very strange. It's a Jeep Cherokee, so it's a big vehicle. And he's got lights and neons all over it, and very distracting, very strange. So where was I? I was talking about the Buddy. Buddy is freeware. Shareware, freeware. And it's basically a budgeting tool where you can balance your checkbook and put in all your accounts and your expenses, and allows you to run reports on your expenses against your income and that, all the good stuff. And I punched in all my information from last year into Buddy and ran some reports and was stunned to find out how much I had spent in what I used to call incidentals, little things here and there, miscellaneous expenses, miscellaneous items, things as small as a packet of ballpoint pens right up to larger ticket items like my multi-track recorder and everything in between. And basically what I did it for is to get an idea of how much money I've been spending that is sort of, at the end of the year, kind of goes unaccounted for. You know, you get to the end of the year and you go, where in the world did all my money go? You know, that kind of thing. I mean, obviously there's the big stuff, you know, the mortgages and all that. But it's all these little items that really add up, and they add up quickly. When you're using a debit card, you don't realize how much you spend week after week, month after month. So I'm looking at this and I'm going, wow. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to give myself an allotment every month, a certain amount of money that I'm going to put in my PayPal account. And that way, I'm only going to use my PayPal account for the money I have and nothing else. So if I see an item and I really want to buy it, and for instance, it's $40 and I have $43 in my PayPal account, great, I can buy it. If I don't, I just don't. And that'll be one way to curtail some of my spending, which I believe it's for February that we had to say our bad habits, wasn't it? I'm trying to think if it was. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. You know, do you have a bad habit? And that, you know, an annoying habit, that's it. And my annoying habit, I think if I mentioned correctly, it was spending money and my restless leg syndrome. Can't do much about the RLS, really, but the spending I can, and that's my initiative, is to do it that way. Which means that I'm not going to say, nope, can't spend any money, which will never happen. But if I sort of give myself a little gift every month for not having spent the money the previous month, well, you get the drift. It's a little bit of a reward. And if I can stick to the amount that I'm allotting myself, I should spend probably half of what I did last year, which is really my goal, is to go through all these things that I purchased next year to realize, hey, look, I'm ahead of the game because I only spent half as much as I did the previous year. For that I'm using Buddy. And also, the fact is that in probably a year, maybe a year and a half, I'm really going to have to look at getting another car. As much as my little Echo is running okay now, but she's going to start, or he's going to start nickel and diming me to death. And I don't want to get to that point. I'd rather, you know, put some money away and be able to buy a good, reliable car that uses even less gas than this one, which is going to be really difficult. But I may have found one, and I mentioned it in an audio boo. I think a few audio boos ago, I spoke about the Scion IQ, which is a cute little two-seater. It's actually a four-seater, but mainly it's made for two passengers. I'll talk about that at another point. I'm just trying to think if there was anything else I wanted to talk about this finance thing. So I mentioned Buddy, I mentioned using Evernote, and and of course I use the Google Calendar, the Google Calendar to put in things that I have to, you know, repayments and all that. That about does it for now. There is also the new to-do list app that I'm using called Tootalydoo that I'm going to use for keeping track of some things as well for this whole debt repayment and financial reorganization initiative, I guess. I'm not really sure what you call it, but okay. Well, that's it for me. I've run out of time, so thank you for listening, and I will come back to Audio Boo soon with my Februaries. Hopefully, maybe later tonight. I'll see. Okay. Thanks, all. I wish you all a great day or a great evening. Depends on when you're listening to this.